Hello, this is Ashtar, and I'm here with many from the Federation as well as from the Intergalactic Federation. We have been on standby for today. We are always honored and delighted to come through, and it is a new energy that I'm bringing through today. It is not necessarily my own energy alone, but it is in fact a blend, a beautiful blend from the energy of many, many beings who are at this time present and here to flow energy through, as well as to any and everyone who will hear this message. For understand that all intentions, whether they are received or felt in real time, or whether they are received and felt after the fact, it is the intention that creates a ripple effect of beautiful energy. And even those who feel, read, and tune into this message beyond this live or real time moment, they are going to benefit from the repercussions of this incredible energy that is moving through. We often connect with our messengers, our ground crew, for lack of a better word, not only to share messages, but also to share energy, to activate, to help move the dial forward with regards to human consciousness. And as you know, where human consciousness evolves, it is a grand opportunity for all other beings to co-evolve and vice versa. For you are all beautifully intertwined and entangled with each other as one. This, our dear friends, is the true nature of unity consciousness. It is a consciousness that animates you, that flows through you. It is not necessarily something that you need to go out there to explore and discover. It is within you to turn on, to learn how to access, and to allow it to flow through. As such, this message, this beautiful energetic gift, is for all of humanity. It is a reminder that you are not only together in your own collective, but that you are supported, you are guided, you are held in a place of tremendous honor, love, and support by so many of us who, though we may not be part of the human collective, we are part of unity consciousness, which transcends and exceeds any singular collective. It is what makes up the all. It is what animates the individual. So know that you are here supported by your sisters and your brothers from the stars, as well as from all realms. We are one family, and we speak to you with the same love and care that any family member would speak to their allies, their loved ones with. This is how we greet you. And we understand, our dear ones, that as always, you have questions, and we are always beautifully delighted and honored to have an opportunity to share our voice. A voice that we hope will ripple through humanity in a way that allows you to take a step back and look upon what is unfolding on your globe, as well as what is unfolding within each of you, from a much broader and grander perspective. For as you know, the steps towards ascension and consciousness evolution are much about learning to see all things through a greater perspective. And as you inch your way closer to this higher and grander perspective, you also take back your own inner power, as well as your birthright entitlements. These entitlements, our dear ones, they are many, far more than we can enumerate at this time. But know and understand that as beings of the universe, as being part of this unity consciousness, you are in fact not only entitled and have access to, but you are capable of all of that which we, whom you refer to as your friends in the stars or the beings, have access to. Your abilities are not that different from ours. The key difference here is that we have learned how to attune to our spiritual abilities. We have learned how to nurture them, groom them, and bring them forth in a way that serves the all, in a way that serves consciousness, that serves love, and serves peace. We are simply a little bit more well-versed in our use of our spiritual abilities. And so you ask, what are these spiritual abilities? We will focus on those abilities that relate more fully to the human experience. For your experience, like the experience of many other civilizations, is very, we will say, limited on some level to what you are capable of sensing, perceiving, and experiencing, whether it is only through your five senses or whether it is in combination of all of your senses and beyond. And so we will speak to a couple of these abilities first and foremost. And we wish to speak to your empathic abilities, our dear friends. Many of you have come here as empaths, as envoys who are here to attune to the ambient energies, as well as to the emotions, feelings, and for some of you, even the thoughts and the thought energy, the thought repercussions, the thought reverberations of those around you. As empaths, you are not only here to feel, but in many ways, you are here to assist with harmonizing these energies, whether you are harmonizing them within an individual or whether you are harmonizing and healing and rebalancing them at the collective level. Empaths are all gifted, and all those of you who have come in as empaths, make no mistake that this ability has intensified and it will continue to intensify in parallel with the intense energies that have been moving across your globe. It is one of these abilities that is blossoming and blooming. For those of you who perhaps do not consider yourselves to be empaths, you are also becoming more empathic, even in ways unbeknownst to you. As an empath, it is not only your destiny or your purpose to feel, but it is your purpose to assist through this ability to feel. That is, you are often apt and able to tune into emotions that perhaps others have either not become aware of, and as such, you can make them aware of what they need to know, but more importantly, you can help guide them towards healing, transmutation, and release. Whether it is what you would refer to as a small or minute emotion, or whether it is deeper trauma, empaths are here to attune into this energy in order to harmonize it with the loving, all-healing energy of unity consciousness. But we understand that the road to being an empath is not easy, particularly in the human realm. But this ability, our dear one, is an ability that guides you to your path to being healers, clearers, transmuters, teachers, guides, and messengers, for you are bringing into focus that which perhaps had been hidden from view, that which now needs to be further fleshed out for releasing, for healing, in order to create an opportunity for new energies to bloom and blossom, where old stagnant energies once grew and spread. And so you are here as a massive force in energy renewal, we will say. And of course, we are speaking of spiritual and emotional energy. You are here to, as many would say, clear out the weeds to make room for new growth. And so the empaths are here as cultivators of fresh and clean spiritual energy, and as such, renewed spiritual evolution and greater experience for all of humanity. How to access your ability as an empath? Those who are clearly empathic are already aware that they are empaths. But those of you who perhaps are unaware of it, we would invite you to become increasingly aware or pay attention to how you feel physically and emotionally when in the presence of either groups or even one individual who may be experiencing something that is particularly challenging or heavy. become attuned to your body, for your body speaks to you. This body speaks to you oftentimes as a secondary filter or sensing of what is happening at the energetic, emotional, and spiritual level. Make note of the difference and discern between that which is your own and perhaps that which is not your own. Make note of how you felt prior to your presence with this person or group, and learn to distinguish between the before, the now, and the after, for you will come to see that in fact your energetic core and your bodies are very much like antenna, spiritual antenna that are picking up on signals or radio stations that perhaps may be attuned to a lower frequency, and in often cases they are attuned to a higher frequency. You are here to become aware of this change in energy within yourselves so that you can help make others aware of what is happening emotionally and spiritually within them, and of greater importance, how this can be healed and released. Simply being aware of the source of, we would say, an unpleasant or an unwanted experience, attachment, or energy is, we would say, in many ways, halfway to being towards the path to healing. It is the awareness that guides you. And if you do not know where to be guided, ask your beings for assistance and guidance in bringing you to an experience or a person who can assist you, or even allowing you to be guided towards healing and transmutation within yourselves. For you all have the ability to heal and transmute within your own beingness. Again, it is simply a matter of learning to attune, groom, and nurture these abilities. So remember, our dear ones, you are all spiritual antennas. Some of you have simply learned to be more sensitive, more attuned, but this attunement is and should always be used and leveraged as a blessing. It is one that you must use to assist yourself as much as you would assist others. Again, there is a message here of balance. Enjoy the process of expansion. It is here for your growth. It is here as a process of discovery. Approach it with a childlike innocence and curiosity and see what unfolds for each of you. Much love and blessings.